At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly. This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes!
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The crowd was singing High Hopes, smiling.
Yo, it is another edition of the High Hopes Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller time, Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly. And thank God, thank goodness, thank whatever God you believe in or don't believe in or whatever. Thank God they won that freaking game today. Like, they had to take that series. The weekend, of course, like the 13-0 after, you know, you love to see it after the Astros embarrassment and all that. They come out with some pride and, you know, the big guys hit. We'll get into it all. But then Saturday, the most predictable Phillies performance of all time with the one run and 14 strikeouts. Schwellmach had 12 strikeouts on 90 pitches. Like, that, how do you even do that? And then to see them bounce back today, win a tough game with some manufactured runs, with Ranger just, you know, making a Cy Young bid the way this guy's pitching. Yeah, I know he missed a month, but it was just, and you see the, as of right now, it's, I know it's in the eighth inning, but the Mets are losing 10-1 to the Pirates. They've been outscored, get ready for this, 28-4 by the Pirates this weekend in this series against Pittsburgh. So if this holds, the Phillies big game and a half up, like, kind of, you know, it's not righting the ship a little bit after, you know, of course, Jack, I'm in on them. And then it's like the first time I'm like, let's go. And then it's like the Houston series. It's like, screw you, Celts. So,
yeah. All right.
How you doing, pal? Good to see you.
Well, so, and I want to get this out immediately, because I know there's a lot of questions about, oh, why didn't you guys record after the Astros series? Are you kidding me? Hey, if you know this podcast, like, I think that you know this podcast.
Yeah.
We are as front-running as it gets. So there was a 0% chance for recording after getting swept by the Astros. And what do you want us to say? For 45 minutes, they scored one run. They got swept in the series in which they allowed five runs, and they got swept. That has to be the first time in the history of baseball. So it was a
– It's not, sadly, because they talked about it. I was listening to Fransky during the last game when they hadn't scored yet. It was like the sixth inning, and they've gone 24 or 25 straight innings without scoring. Yeah. And Fransky actually said that at one point they had lost a series like 4-0 essentially, but it hadn't happened in like – I can't remember how many years.
Right.
So it was – I'm with you. I mean, they almost lost a series 4-0, Jack, which, think, like, you can only do one worse. Like, you can only lose 3-0. Like, there's only to lose a 3-game series. Yeah. There's no less runs you can allow that, like, only one more than that. So, yeah, and to your point, only one more than that. So just a, yep. Yeah, I was the most frustrating series, not just of this season. Like, it was one of the most frustrating, like, non-playoff, like, Mets playoff, whatever, series that I remember in, like, the last few years, honestly. Like, that was a old school Philly series.
Yeah. Well, can I, and now the hindsight being 2020, of course, they took 2 of 3 from the Braves this weekend. And I say this now looking back, it was kind of charming. It was kind of charming watching not go like 24 innings without scoring a run. It was like, it was kind of funny. I want to see how long it would take for them to score. I know for most people, it was not funny. For me, it was kind of funny by the end.
I'm happy at the levity. I think if it were against any other team than the team that no-hit us in the World Series recently, the offensive futility and zeros piling up along the box score wouldn't feel quite as painful in any moment. But, and especially with like Framber's part of it too, and I know he wasn't the no-hitter, but you know, in the World Series and the whole thing, it's just like, all right, like, chill with this. But yeah, I'm with you. Look, if ultimately it's, you're going to, and it's funny because when we talked about how we were excited about the team a week ago, you're sitting there like, now be prepared. They're going to have a downturn. They're not going to be great on you. And then they lose 3 games. And because of the way it was, we're all like, this team stinks. How can we ever believe in it? Like, it's just, it really was, you know, we try to do the you know, long season thing, but this was a true roller coaster week of how I felt about the team.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, it's, we can sit up here and get on our high horse and say, yada, 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 it's a long season. If you watch every game, it's impossible to feel that way. And, you know, credit to them, you know, they came out on Friday night and eventually, you know, after the hour and a half rain delay.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that, too. Thank God it was a weekend game. If that happened during the week, I probably would have gone to bed.
Oh, yeah. I didn't make it towards the end. I helped put Walker down. I fell asleep putting Walker down when it was like 10-0. And I woke up at about 11:55, saw the game was still going on, and I was like, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Exactly. It's like, I think I know how this is going to end. And if it doesn't, guess what? You know what? I don't want to see that.
Nope. I wouldn't want to experience it live. So I felt pretty confident that was going to go the way that it is. And then obviously, dude, so Angelina just texted me this, and I think we talked about it a couple of podcasts ago. Letting Ranger Suarez just go would be, it's like, what hasn't happened in the history of the franchise from a pitcher's perspective of a homegrown guy that they just let go. I mean, it's, and the more and more he pitches now today was fascinating because he barely touched 90. I mean, he did not have his fastball, and credit to him, he was pitching, which is what he is. So the velocity is something to monitor with him, because when I was driving home and I started hearing about, or Fransky and Stock were talking about diminished velocities, he's barely touching 90. I was saying immediately, like, here it is. Ranger can't hold up. And credit to him, he battled his way through it. But literally, I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Now, position players, they've let go. You know, they let work.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They let Burrow go. They let, you know, a couple other guys in the past. But pitchers, it would be unprecedented. And we're not talking about during a rebuild or like when Schilling got traded or when Hamels got traded. I'm just talking about team's good, guys pitching to a 2 ERA, and possibly could just be walking out the door at the end of the year. It's sort of ridiculous to think about, because he just continues to do it. He continues to do it. He's been unbelievable.
Dude, again, I wasn't joking with the Cy Young thing. That wasn't tongue-in-cheek at all. Like, he is a Cy Young contender. We haven't talked about it that way, but he is. And, I know he missed some time, but if he can stay healthy, and obviously if he continues at this rate, like, you're locking in. But if he can pitch really well, I think that, you know, he is really should be considered in that world. I mean, he has been their best pitcher. I know Wheeler is their best pitcher just holistically, and you give him the ball in the biggest games and you trust him the most. But like, Ranger's been better than any pitcher on the staff this year. And the crazy thing, to your point, you're right, it's never been anything like this. There's no parallel in Philly sports history, especially like not a team that's like trying to, you know, shed salary or this or that or whatever. It's just that, you know, the fact that they have the best pitching staff we've ever seen for this team and yet also have guys in the minors or guys ready to come up, guys who've, you know, gone, you know, the able types who you're excited about and have potential and all that. So it's a fascinating situation they're in. And I agree with you. I mean, look, Ranger's been here for 14 years. Since he was 16, he's been in this organization. That's crazy to think about. Yeah. And he, and on top of that, beloved, and on top of that, has had real amazing, memorable playoff success here too, which is not something we can say about huge eras of Phillies players. So I'm with you. It's a really unique, weird situation. And I thought it was such a fixed thing starting the year. Like, Ranger is gone. Like, that's it. Like, unless, you know, who knows? Like, if he gets hurt and then he takes a disc, you never know, weird thing. But, like, in, you know, he's gone. And as it plays out, you, like, I still, if I had to bet my life, I would bet he's probably gone. Mm-hmm. But I definitely am not as sure as I was. And I think the situation as it continues and continually does changes so much. And he's made himself so much money, that's for sure. So it's a wild situation, Jack.
Well, and I think the big disclaimer here is he able to do it for the rest of the year? Like, I mean, that's...
Of course, because he's like last year, same thing.
Because I think I remember us talking at this time last year about how obviously he was ridiculous. That was his seventh win today, James. He already has seven wins. I think he has 10 quality starts already, which
in
is
a row, in a row, nice. In a row. Yeah.
Nice. I mean, he at times, I said a couple podcasts ago, he pitches like a top 10 pitcher in the National League. He pitches like a top 10 pitcher in all of baseball.
I know. I'm saying. Yeah.
So, man, it is so tricky. And I know that I brought up the idea of trading with the deadline. I mean, absolutely not.
That's off the table. I mean, that's it. Like, we're just talking about whether he's a Philly next season. Like, you're right. That was a discussion point and a fair one. Like, that's way gone. I mean, he's your game two starter. Like, boom, done. You know, game three, if you want to do Sanchez at home, like, who knows what the situation is. But, I mean, he's a lock for the rotation, assuming he continues, obviously.
Yeah, and they might only need three starters in the first round because of the extra off day. So, you know, that would push someone else to the bullpen. And it's crazy because Suarez has been so good. And that's not to slight anything, you know, Chris Sanchez has done. I mean, Chris Sanchez...
11 strikeouts the other night. Like,
Chris Sanchez and Ranger right now are going, like, pitch for pitch, it seems like. They are... Yep. It's like the old, you know, Braves one-upping the next guy. And and it seems like with him and Sanchez, they're just both pitching at such an insane level. So, man, I as a Philly, couldn't be happier for Ranger and what he's doing. I really hope he can hold up. I hope that he can make it through the rest of the season and we don't have to deal with the back thing. But man, he is making himself some serious money. And I guess my one saving grace on Ranger and will he be back and yada, yada, yada is, I mean, if you're Middleton, how do you just sit here and be like, we're just going to let him go?
Especially depending on how it all plays out. Like, what if he continues this way? You know, even if he wins Cy Young, is Kyan Sung, and then leads them to a World Series or something, like, you know, it complicates things so much more. I mean, we've seen that so many times where, you might think a player's gone and then all of a sudden they have this unbelievable like finish with a team. And it's like, well, we can't let this hero of Philadelphia leave, you know? So it's
sure. Except with Burrow. You know what I'm saying? Burrow in 08.
Yeah. Except with Burrow. But you know what I'm saying? Like, So it's, especially as a pitcher. And like we've talked about, we think he'll age well. And, you know, he's such a great guy and he's such a, you know, we know you've had him here. Like it's, I don't know. It's a, with you. It's a really fascinating thing. All right. I want to get to more of the games because there is stuff to react to, and I'm sure we'll get to some of the take back, but I do think we have to do two quick off the field things. We'll start with the good and then we'll go to the bad. The good being, it seems like a pretty positive update on Harper for the first time since we've been getting updates on Harper. Spoke on Friday, said that, what was the exact quote? He said, which makes me think, like, I can't believe how bad he thought it was. But he said, you know, if you told me 3 weeks ago I'd be where I am now, I would have said you're kind of crazy.
Nice. So
I'm very happy with where I'm at. way farther ahead than I felt like I would be. Definitely way healthier than I was a couple weeks ago, which, you know, he's been pretty frank about how he's felt and stuff. So I think hearing him say that is great. And Topper didn't rule out the possibility of him playing this series against Padres potentially even tomorrow. So we'll see. So awesome, awesome news. But it's also like, what the hell was going on before? Like, how bad did they think it was? Did Harper think it was? Like the way he's talking, it's like, I thought my wrist was going to fall off, but it magically stayed on. Like, it's crazy. But thank goodness, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, my only hope with all this is like, are we about to get a superhuman Bryce to where?
Where he's rested and healthy and like, let's go.
I mean, come on, man. I tell you what, top 11 week was one of the toughest weeks of my life because of what was going on with the Bryce discourse around the station.
Yeah, like, it was tough. It was tough.
I needed
more prisoners of the moment. Like, you know, if it had been even just a few weeks earlier when Bryce wasn't out yet, but was like hitting okay and whatever, he wouldn't have gotten it. But then he gets hurt and everyone's like, he's breaking down and this and that. Like, it's like, we need him to come back and shut some people up big time.
Big time. So that is a positive update. My biggest fear is like, okay, well, he comes back for 3 games and then does it start hurting again because swinging all the time.
Okay, that's a evergreen statement for every Phillies fan right there. It's like all of our biggest fears come back. Ah, damn.
I think that the thing I fear in life more than anything right now is currently Bryce Harper's wrist and what it could possibly mean for the future of Bryce Harper as a Philly, because it sure doesn't seem like it's getting any better. And I do wonder, I mean, I think we talked about it last podcast, but I mean, Worth had wrist injuries. Maybe it's something he has to just have a brace on and that's how he can work his way through it. I don't know, but I am fascinated to see what he looks like when he gets back in there. And if we can get, you know, close to the Bryce Harper that we're used to seeing. But it really does feel like he's going to play this series against the Padres. And I don't know. Every single time he talks, I'm like, are we sure that this is going
to
go well?
This is the first time I've been like, great to hear you talk, Bryce. Because every other time, it's like, again, even the way you talked about there was that I was feeling so much better. It's great. Like, this is awesome. It's like, great. But even him being like 3 weeks ago, I thought I might never play again. You know, it's like, it's like, all right, dude, like, do you, it really hurt, huh?
Like, it really hurts. Seems like it really hurts. And I still need to know how it went from the hit in the elbow to the wrist.
All I've got is the, and this is the extent of my science and body knowledge, is the, you know, hip bones connected to the knee bone. Yeah, the knee bones connected to the leg bones connected to the.
Is there a verse in there about the, The wrist bone's
connected to the elbow something, bone. And the elbow's connected to that other something.
What is your arm called again?
Or not? Yeah, femur's the leg. So
femur's the leg, right?
Yeah, it's the ulna and the I'm not good with bones.
The tibula. Like tibula.
I think that's the leg too. It's the ulna and the. Oh my God, radial, something like that. People are going,
hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No, I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on, whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease, diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I sound like an idiot. This is my weakest area. Yep. Emily would be so embarrassed.
Yeah, we're not. This is not our strong suit.
I know.
Just know that.
Someone in the chat will tell us. Yeah, it'd be great. Scold us, shame us. Yeah. All right, let's get to the bad. Speaking of shaming, and then we'll get to some reaction and take bag and our children and all that.
Yes.
All right. When I named him, I now say the word bleeping in between his two names, but I named this Philly. Who said this to The Athletic? Well, the biggest challenge for me is not playing routinely. That's the biggest challenge. Yeah, I was told I was going to be the starting position.
Yeah,
I signed here being told that I was always going to be the starting blank. That's what I came here for.
Oh,
that's why I came here.
Oh,
like Max bleeping Kepler. Like,
yeah.
Like, first of all, like, look, maybe the Phillies told him, hey, we want you to be our everyday fielder. Like, fine, whatever. But like, production matters. Like, you can't just assume that if you stink, you're just going to be out there every day. Not to mention that he started like 60 something of 80 games. Like, it's not like he's not starting all the time. And then on top of that, like, even if you felt this way, like, don't say it to the, if you want to say the problem is not playing routinely, boom, done, sentence over, discussion over, that's fine. You can say, oh, I just got to get out there more, whatever. It's a little lame and whatever, but like, I don't care if they promise you the world. Like, you got to freaking perform to earn that. And then again, like, he's actually playing. Like, this is so infuriating for someone who's been annoying as a signing and someone who we liked as like a flyer type guy, you know, we've owned him in fantasy. I was like, oh, you know, he can be good for stretches and all, I never put it together. But I mean, he is so annoying. Like, I am not a huge fan of Max Kepler being on my team that I root for at the moment. How you feeling?
Well, and he doubled down the next day before the game.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, like, he has a chance to be like, no, sorry to me like that.
Well, so on top of what you said about 60 out of 81 games heading into the series, he had played in 72 of 81 games overall, meaning that he would come into games as well. Yeah. So so a couple things. First off, get ready to learn DFA, pal, because he has I think he's walking on. I think his time here is going to come.
The thinnest of ice, as they say.
I hope he enjoys being a National in 2 weeks when he is moved on from. First off, I think in the locker room, if I was his teammate, if I was a Schwarber, if I was a JT, if I was a Harper, and I saw that, one big eye roll. And but there's no way that they saw those quotes and were like, yeah. That bleep Rob Thompson, right, Max? Like, go get him, pal.
Dombrowski's a real jerk, huh? He always promises things and never delivers. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. So this looks like a guy playing out the string as a Philly. He played that way today. I mean, the at-bats.
He played that way in the 13-0 game. Like, if they're all raking, he's like a pouty. You know, he was the only guy who didn't. I think he ended up getting hit.
He had two hits, like, technically.
Yes, they were both late. And it was like, he was like, I think it was when we were like double-digit runs already, at least. I wasn't as locked in at the end as I was earlier in the game. I kept locking him for Trey's at bats because we were still waiting for that Trey cycle we were promised, and it was so close. But
will Trey ever hit a home run at Citizens Bank Park is a fantastic insane bit.
Especially because he hit two that night, and the third, the double, like, really looked like it was going to be out to lead off the game. Like, it was as close as you're going to get. Like, he should have had a three overnight. It was nuts.
Yeah, so So, like Max Kepler, you know, that you hit in 200, man, and you get a stretch there in the middle of last month, or there's a month long stretch where you're hitting 150 something. What do you want them to do? Do you want them? Like, you're not. And he'll say, well, Castellanos or whatever. Like you let him work through it. Blah blah blah.
He's better. Than Castellanos. He's been better. Like he's just been better. His numbers are better. He's just better, and he's more established anyway. But he's also just better.
It's just that the guy's a 10-year vet, a multiple-time All-Star. Who are you? It was infuriating, and his energy has looked off since. And I think he's trying to get out of here. I think he's trying to get out of here. I don't think he wants to be here anymore. And he's in a contract year. He's not playing well. He thinks he needs to play every day. He's gonna get cut. And he's gonna go play for some garbage team, get his at bats, and maybe he signs somewhere for next year. But at the same time, if I'm Dave Dombrowski and I see those comments, I say, hey Max, I feel misled too. I feel misled. I mean, we give you $10 million. $10 million, and you hit 9 home runs, you're hitting 207. You've had multiple bad plays in the outfield.
I know he's like been fine defensively, metrics wise and all that. He really has had some big misses and boneheaded plays, like big time. That one, obviously, when he was filling in for Castellanos, was it the night after, two nights after the thing? Like that was a big play in that game, you know?
Yeah. So I just, unless he turns it around, unless he digs deep and finds his way out of this, I don't think he's going to be here much longer. I really don't. I mean, they cut Merrifield on July 12th. Mm-hmm.
They cut Familia. Like they've been willing to do that. Odubel and Familia. There was a trade deadline though, so that's different.
It was August 1st. Yeah. I mean,
you're right. All those guys were. Yeah, you're right. Cause they were replacing them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And but they're going to replace him if they trade it. Like if they're cutting him, they're going to trade for an outfielder. You would think.
Yeah. Well, I think Crawford's coming up this week. So I think what that leads to is maybe more Marsh every single day in left field.
Well, Marsh has been really good. Like, I don't trust it long term. He needs to prove it, but like, he's got to play now.
Yeah. And by the way, I mean, some big plays in the ninth today as Matt Strom is
terrifying.
He continues to be.
They
just
all are.
A walking
Romano yesterday, like, you know, Kirkring's been good, you know, but like,
right.
You know, and look, you know, the runs made it easier, but shout out to Tanner Banks, Taiwan Walker, and Alan Rangel. Nine shutty from those guys on Friday.
Dude, I woke up on Saturday morning and I said, who pitched 5 innings of scoreless baseball?
I know some people like it. I hate the, if you pitch the last 3 innings of a game, you get the save rule. Like I remember the guy in the Texas game where they went 30-3, got the save. And it's like, it's a 13-0. Like Rangel deserves the win more than he pitched 5 innings. And they gave Taiwan the win just because he pitched the third and their fourth. Like why? Like whatever. Or the second and third, whatever. Or
such
third,
a, it's,
I think, yeah, it was
such a baseball thing to get worked up about.
Oh, I don't really care. You're right. You know, I don't even care about wins that much. It just feels so silly. It's like, why?
Well,
why?
Well, I do love the once a game, just railing against how they score plays.
It's been a disaster. I know LA and Fransky pointed out a lot, and especially last couple of years have really like railed on it, but they are absolutely right. I mean, some of these calls, like it's like a grounder to the guy, and he like hits it in his glove and bounces away, and they'll be like, well, that was clearly a hit. Would have beat it out. It's like, what are we watching here? Like, obviously Nick
game
Cassiano,
used to mean,
you know,
game used to mean
don't
something.
Get mad at me, anyone, but you know, from the family or anything, but I mean like, yes, the reason he has the no errors thing is because he doesn't get to balls. Like they should be errors. He just doesn't touch them. Like, so it's like, okay, you know, like that ball, wow. that ball that he was in the foul territory while it landed like 10 feet away from him. That was a hit. Okay. Like, you know, it's just whatever. Anyway. Sorry.
Well, I mean, hey, no errors. So he's clearly one of the best defensive right fielders in baseball.
Totally.
Use your eyes. Don't use the numbers.
Right.
Yep. But to Cassie's credit, he was really good this series. And he smoked that ball on Friday night.
Totally.
And so Stocker had this stat in, I think it was after his double in the one today. He has swung at 73% first pitches. Since
that is the most, honestly, I would have guessed 80 if you had told me. I feel like it's every at bat. It's so insane.
I've never seen a guy go from, I'm going to do what they want me to do to
F everyone. I'm just going to be me. And like, yeah, it's great. It's like shave Ted Sirianni.
Yeah. Well, I guess it could be working in his favor because if I was a pitcher, I would just easily throw him a slider and see if
of course.
Yes. But he could be up 1-0. He could be up 1-0 if he just lays off of it. So, it's his. What I don't love, and I think this is something that they're going to have to navigate, is so Castellanos calls Thompson out, has the thing with Thompson and challenges him in a way. By the way, if you're keeping track at home, has not been pulled from a game since late for defense. And I will defend today. I'm okay with not pulling him in a one-run game,
especially if he's anywhere close in the lineup. I'm fine with that too.
He did get pulled on Friday. My bad. He got pulled on Friday.
Yeah, but that was 13. He got pulled when it was like 11-0 or whatever. Yeah, it doesn't count.
I know.
Yeah, I'm with you. One run game, especially if he's coming up. But like, if he had batted in the last inning, like then maybe you want to. But either way, the point is there have been multiple opportunities since that game in Miami, whether one run game, two run games, where he could have, and if he were setting a precedent, should have replaced Castellanos late in games and didn't.
Yeah, so my, I don't think concern is the right level, but let me just talk my way through it. Castellanos challenges management, challenges Rob Thompson, and Rob Thompson benches him for the game and ruins his streak, but at the same time has clearly given, bent to Castellanos' demands here. And then you have the Kepler thing. Now, Kepler played every game of this series, did absolutely nothing. But, that's too straight. Where is he setting the precedent? Now, Stott also he had comments about he's a rhythm player, needs to be in there against lefties to get himself going. And while I agree, I agree with these guys from the standpoint of you need to be out there to get in a good rhythm. My thing is, you also have to produce, and I don't know what you want the team to do. So you have Castellanos gets what he wants. Kepler so far has gotten what he wants. Mm-hmm. Stott. Now they did not face a lefty in this series.
No.
The next time they face a lefty is not going to be in there. And I think that's one of the things to kind of see right now is this is really the first time that we've seen Thompson being pushed
especially publicly. They've always had his back, the Schwarber, you have everyone over the bar, other thing. Like, this is the first time players have publicly, kind of put him on blast, for lack of a better way of putting it.
Yeah. I think blast is, I think only
too Kepler strong, too really. Strong. Yeah. Like Kepler put him on blast, and Kepler kind of put Dombrowski on blast too. Who knows? Not on blast, but like they have like openly questioned their manager publicly, whether Castellanos doing it face to face in the moment or with like Stott saying it to the media, these guys, like that's like, that is different, and that is notable.
And what's annoying about it is you are 14 games over 500. You're on a good stretch.
You're in
right
first
now.
Place. Yep.
It feels a little me guy-ish. Feels a little bit like a me guy thing to do. I think it's one of these things where, hey, maybe he'll give him a shot against a lefty. Maybe Thompson needed to have his eyes open too and say, am I? Because I think one of the things that's been interesting about this year is I do think Thompson has changed. I think Rob Thompson has been different this year than he's been in the last couple of years. Now, Stott was he ended up being a platoon player last year, but I don't think that was their design for him.
No.
And Marsh the same way, but maybe this is the players saying this isn't how it's been done for the last 2.5 years. What gives here? And this is something that, as someone who is a relationship type manager, he's going to have to work his way through, because these guys don't seem super thrilled with it, even when they're winning games, because they're winning games right now, and they still don't seem that happy. So I just think that is something that's going to be really, really interesting here.
Yeah, we got to monitor it. I totally agree with you. All right. Two shout outs. One to Otto Kemp for his first major league home run
in a good series.
Yeah, he had a really good series. And again, he's just, we talked about it before, but he just feels, and I, you know, he's so young and there'll be adjustments up, but he just feels like a winning ball player. Like, he just feels like the kind of guy who contributes more to winning games than losing games when he's out there. And, you know, that's, you know, the Phillies have guys that we'd like. Stott was exactly, we think Bryson Stott is that type of player.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And he hasn't been like Otto Kemp's, you know, early has been that type of player so far. Second shout out to the Miller Lite Bar of the Week, Graham's Pub in Roxborough, where you can watch all Phillies games with a $3.50 Miller Lite draft and bottle special. Miller Lights for Phil's wins. All right, take back, Frenzy.
So there's one thing with them that I find. That I'm going to find really interesting from here until the end of the year. And because to me, it's pretty obvious what he could do if put in the situation. But I was watching him yesterday. Lizardo in the bullpen. Like,
yeah, you floated this like a month ago or so. And but back then it like just seemed like, oh, Ranger will probably be the, you know, it's to the point where you're right. It is something to really consider, especially with the high end velocity that he has out of there.
Yeah. You know? And I thought yesterday, I give him a ton of credit. I think the biggest thing that I've been of the things I've been impressed by with Jesus Lizardo, I think
is how
one
he battles.
Yeah. Like I had him more pegged as when things aren't going his way, he kind of shuts down a little bit. And he's been way more of a battler than I gave him credit for.
I totally agree with you. He makes tough pitches. He works out of tough situations. And he also shows that emotion. He's super fiery in those spots. When he does get out of those big spots, like, you know, he'll do the fist pump and he'll get fired up. And like, he just feels, you know what it is? He feels competitive, which is what you, something you want to see in all your athletes, you know?
Now, sometimes competitiveness can backfire and you get two in your own head.
Well, of course, of course.
Everything falls apart right in front of you. But yes, I think Lizardo at the same time, he grinded yesterday and it was only five and he allowed two. It was a high stress outing, but at the same time, you know, his last, it's really about how Ranger and Chris have been pitching, to where there's no way that you're pitching Lizardo over them in a playoff series right now, at least for the DS. And then,
yeah, you might need to, you will need a fourth for the, yeah.
But man, if him coming out of the bullpen and being a real weapon in the sixth, seventh, eighth could significantly help this team. And Dabrowski talked, by the way, talked a couple times last week. I didn't feel better.
He just kept talking. I know. It was like, Dave,
chill, man. Chill. Dave. So first off, actually, that's why I was so happy after the Astros series, as cruel as that sounds, because I needed him to understand that the offense is not fine. Like, mm-hmm. Let's knock the nonsense off. But I think that the one thing that he said was interesting was about this team versus the 18 Red Sox. Now, the difference, big difference, the 18 Red Sox raked. J.D. Martinez was ridiculous, and you had prime Mookie, prime Xander, prime Mitch Moreland, who could forget.
They won 108 games. Like, awesome that year, you know?
Now, his point was more about what they did with the starters. And Eovaldi went to the bullpen. I forgot mm-hmm. that Price Dale also helped them at the out end, of the bullpen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Price too. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
I mean, that's...
which he had done with Tampa way back in the '08.
Who could forget? So that's clearly his plan and their plan. I think they're going to trade for a bullpen piece, 100%. But I still think it's... I mean, should they trade back for Carlos Estevez? I mean, do you want to...
He's been great.
Reacquire him. So Estevez, but they're going to require. They're going to acquire.
They're going to get an Estevez-like piece or Estevez-like piece is what you're saying.
And my hope is, like, and I felt it today. I did. You know, just give Kerkering the ninth.
Of the guys here, if you're not going to go get someone who's like a Helsley or someone, which I don't expect him to, I'm just saying, if you're not going to get someone who's like the ninth guy, like. It's insane to give it to Strom or Romano right now. Like they are a tightrope act every time. Like I can't give them the ninth. Kirkland's been the only one who's been consistent.
Yeah. And he's just pitching with such a moxie right now. I mean, a great, like he's like letting them hang when he's in there and he's throwing that 98 on the outside corner. I mean, that is closer stuff. That is closer mentality. And he is, mostly this is for the bit. I need him to take down Papelbon's record.
Away, right? Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We're still 122 away, mm-hmm, but it's also like Strom cannot pitch the ninth. That was,
dude, I don't even want Strom pitching the eighth. I want Strom in like the sixth. I know it's not possible with this bullpen right now, but I mean, Strom is absolutely not trustworthy in almost any situation right now. Like, he'll get you some outs, but like in a big playoff game, you're giving Matt Strom like the eighth inning against, like, you're playing the Mets in the playoffs and you got Soto and Nimmo up in an inning. You're gonna go to Matt Strom and tell me I feel good about that? Like, of course not. So I'm very concerned about that, especially the lefty thing. Like, we've talked about, you know, they are. The Alvarado thing obviously killed him because he was their best reliever, but it also killed him because he was, you know, the lefty you can count on. Like, they don't have a lefty that they can go to. I mean, you know, Tanner Banks aside, that you can count on. And that's scary against, you know, some of these big time left-handed hitters that, you know, whether it's Ohtani, whether it's Soto, whether it's Freeman, whoever it is, like, that's scary.
Well, Strom owns Strom owns Ohtani. So I want that on the record, but
there it is.
Zeus, come on, man. Zeus in the
past. Well, that's the point. No, that brings it back around, right? Yeah.
Now, the thing I'm most hopeful for that they do is when Alvarado comes back, just let Strom go on the IL or something and try to make sure.
Yeah.
he is as and just fresh Barry as possible.
Alvarado. Just bury him.
Oh, pitch him 4 out of 5 games. Whatever. Totally. Yeah. Whatever.
I don't care, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, the how that all kind of shakes out is gonna be really interesting. Bullpen wise. But again, and on Romano, last night not great. He has his moments where it's like it's excruciating watching him pitch. I feel like he's one of those relievers where he's gonna have 4 great outings. And yes, then the fifth one's a blow
up. And he looks awesome. That like he definitely of all the guys on the staff, he has the potential to make hitters look the silliest. If you know what I'm saying. Like his stuff bites when it's on, you know?
Yep. Yep. And then other things here. So 12-1 the Mets lost today. I don't know if you saw they had
12 now. So 30-4 in that series. That's phenomenal.
Montas. 6 earned. Thank God that Mets voodoo magic with the pitching.
It was so annoying. Yeah, that was like, all right, so maybe not the best pitching coach of all time. Cool. Thank you. What is 2 months in?
Yeah. Well, and the thing that I find interesting about that is that they had a team meeting yesterday and the players only meeting. Maybe the stupid Mets magic that happened last year with the players only meeting and the OMG and the grimace, maybe all that nonsense is starting to wear off a little bit. So, but still really good to see, that from the,
it warms the heart, man. It warms the heart. It really does. You know,
seems like
they lost. I think they've lost like 13-16 or 13-16. Something in that. Yeah. Think about it. We freaked out. Philly's lost 9-10 and it was a horrible stretch. Like, this has kept going for the Mets. Like that's that plus more, you know, it's like fun to watch, but again, still lots of baseball left to go as we know. All right. What else you got?
What else do I have? I bought a house this week. So
yeah, buddy.
So yeah. It's been
sold your other. You're all like, you're good. You're good.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, other than the whole moving your family and 2 young children and into a new house and the whole thing, other than that whole thing, you're good.
We'll cross that bridge when we get here.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I am
moving the single worst activity on the planet. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm so ready to transition into a peer neighborhood guy. So I've been driving around the street. I drive by it pretty much every single night.
Oh my God! Of course you do.
If that's not a normal activity,
you're going in, and this is. Let's hope your neighbor is not looking out and seeing, like, oh my God, why is
there is again? Why is he here every day?
Is he like a serial killer and he's like stalking his prey? Is he gonna come here and kill us all?
Yeah. Yep. Nope. Just a friendly neighborhood guy.
Just want to be your friend, guys. I'm just scouting out friendships. That's all I'm doing. Don't worry. Scouting out friendships for me and for my kids. If you have kids.
Well, so early projections. I think that we are one of the youngest families to move in on the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I think it's a neighborhood in transition. And
it's a neighborhood on the come up, as they say.
Well, I think it's more older.
I meant
couples.
From an age perspective. Yeah, I get it. Yes, yeah, yes. It's a changeover. You know.
Yes. So yeah. I think we'll be early. I'm trying to get my neighborly wave down. Am I going to be like a hand wave guy or like a mm-hmm. one on like mm-hmm. one? That's mm-hmm. what I'm looking mm-hmm. forward to. I mm-hmm. have noticed 3 Phillies flags on the street.
It's gonna be great.
And I always say, yeah. Oh, I'm so excited to talk Phillies with people, and then I hear what they have to say. And I don't want to talk Phillies anymore.
Hey, you guys know who I am?
Yeah. Do you want a book?
Hey, you want a book?
You guys like Phillies?
What do you think about the Phillies? Yeah. What do you think about the Phillies? And yeah. I also signed 500 copies of Ring the Bell.
When I have to like again, the rare times where I have to write, like I'll have to like fill out a card for a wedding or something. By the end of like 3 sentences, I feel like my hand is going to fall off from pain and cramping. And I'm like, how did I ever, I used to fill those little like blue books of like scribble and writing and like, oh, it's like, you really lose that skill, that muscle memory.
Well, so in the process, you know, I started like small, whatever. And then by the end, it was a big,
just like screw you, like the doctor signature. Just, yep. It's great.
Exactly. Exactly. So the first wave of books will be sent out this week. I will get you your copy. I did personalize. I didn't.
I was going to say, with that, whatever you had written couldn't have been that special anyway. So if you had done it. So.
Well, because I wanted to make sure it's more meaningful than at the 12th hour of signing
no
books.
Worries,
it was
brother.
Like, hey, man,
no worries.
Doing the show with you. Thanks for everything. No, yes.
Make sure that, you know, I can come second. You get the good paying customers out there who, you know, the fans, the Fritz fans out there, make sure they get their copies, you know,
and Kevin all fans good.
And yeah. Kevin and fans. Kevin fans, of course, Reeby fans.
That's right. Yeah. So I think that's all I got.
I'm going to make my wife incredibly happy that I can help out with her daughter.
The one thing to monitor this week is the Crawford thing. I think he could be coming up. He was taken out of the game. He was scratched from the lineup earlier today. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious if they do bring him up. Like, I would be surprised if they straight up cut Kepler to bring him up. Maybe they send Rojas down. I don't know. But
I mean, which, come on. Like, I haven't checked since what happened this weekend. I don't even know did he play much, but Rojas had a 288 slugging percentage heading into the weekend. So I think we're pretty good with that. Yeah. 288. Think about that. If I said to you he had a 288 on base percentage, you'd be like, well, that's awful. Like, wow. Yeah. Like, slightly higher than I thought, but horrible. Slugging. He's a just a disaster. And that was with like the starting hitting like 300 for a month or, you know, for 3 weeks or whatever it was. I mean, think about how bad he's been to be dying. He's batting like in the low twos with a sub 300 slugging. Like, he's so bad. He's so bad. I honestly am done. Like, I am so good with them sending him down for Crawford, for, like, I don't even care. Bring up Wes Wilson and see if
Oscar Mercado.
Sure. Yes, the legend. Give him 35 again and let him roll. Like, you know, come on. So, I'm whatever else they do, like, I don't think, look, I know everything can be, like, technically worse, but I don't think there's much that, I know he's better defensively than ours, but I don't think there's much worse than Rojas. I think you're putting someone out there who is pretty close to as guaranteed a unproductive at bat slash out as you do at the major league level. And it's just, you know, it's just, I'm sorry. At a certain point, there's no defense that's going to make up for that unless you're like maybe the greatest defensive catcher in the league or whatever, you know?
Not a great day for JT from that standpoint, the ball in the ninth.
Yeah. Well, and also couldn't beat out that. I know it wasn't like, I didn't expect him to, but like the ball in the eighth too. That was,
I know.
I definitely, when I first started thinking, oh my God, they're going to blow this, was in the eighth with the second and third. No outs. Yeah. The Cassie strikeout, the freaking Kepler weak fly ball. And JT ground out. It was like, we are so screwed. Yeah.
Well, because it's such a shame because earlier in the game, they played legitimate baseball.
I mean, everyone small ball. I mean, they singled, doubled, bunted a guy to third and got a sack fly. Like, that's the smallest ball you're going to get, baby. You know,
cut that out of you. Yeah. So again, they're in a bit of a gauntlet here heading into the All-Star break. Padres, Reds, and then I think Padres, Giants before the All-Star break.
Yeah, it's
so
legit. Giants have been struggling too, for what it's worth. Like, Matt's
it's about time. Speaking of voodoo magic.
I know. Well, it's funny because they trade for a real superstar, and then it's like, actually, we're not going to be good now.
It's not what we do here. We don't get superstars.
It's good. I'll take it. All right. We will be back Thursday, I guess, after the Padres series because it's a three-gamer. To react to that, or maybe Wednesday because it is a 1 o'clock game. We'll see how the week plays out and all.
Well,
that.
And they do play on Friday on a major holiday.
Finally, I know. Thank God. You know what a beautiful thing. But we'll get to wishing everyone a happy Independence Day when that time comes. All right. We'll be back Wednesday or Thursday, reacting to the series. You know, assuming it's not like, you know, they lose 20-0 over three games. So then we probably won't be, but we'll probably be there. For Fritz, I'm Seltzer.
We'll talk to you guys later. He's for some seltzer.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.